All right, time to go to the one question line. Your opportunity to ask one question only. Don't start your questions with, can you tell me, do you know, I was wondering, or my question is. We reserve the right to end any call at any time for any reason. The numbers?
866-BOB-AND-BRIAN. That's our Norlite toll-free number. Good from anywhere in Wisconsin. Or 414-799-1029. Those are all the numbers we have for the Rogan Shoes one question line.
One question line.
Hi, good morning, guys. Last weekend, we got a new flat screen TV.
Oh, good bedroom. For you. How big?
It's a 24-inch.
Okay, all right.
And we got rid of the old tube TV, and I was disappointed because I realized I had to take a trip to the dump. However, my wife suggested that there were some teenage kids playing basketball down the street and that I should put the TV on the driveway.
Okay, hold on just a second. I think you've just about used up all your time. You're going to have to call back for part two of this story, I'm afraid. One question line.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you guys got an early AM start. What do you guys like? It's 5 to 10, you work, maybe 4 to 10, I don't know.
But whatever.
Would you guys prefer doing like a 8 to 12?
8 to 12 in the morning?
No, yeah, right, exactly. 8 to 12 in the morning or 12 to 4 afternoon drive time?
No.
Not especially.
No, I have my, no, absolutely not.
I'm sort of set up to run this way now.
Yeah.
One question line.
All right, let's say...
Start the clock on this guy.
You are at work, and you're about 20, 21 years old, and there's a
okay,
nice...
time. One question line.
Martin.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Oh,
and... A time.
Yeah, you're listening to the radio, and
time
you should be listening to your phone. One question line. One question line.
Yeah, at the start of the show in the morning, who's doing the intro?
Who does the intro?
That's Rock.
Yeah, it's Eric.
He's the
the
station announcer. One question line.
Bob, is your wallet as big as George's on Seinfeld?
Brian, is my wallet as big as George's on Seinfeld?
No it's not. But
I have been compared in the past.
It's got a lot of stuff in it.
I just got a lot of things going on. I get a lot of haircuts. I have a lot of dental appointments.
Hey, baby, careful. You're going to wreck your hips.
Tell him.
Thank you.
One question line.
Are you guys going to the Richard Grin show tonight? They're opening for Obituary, and I saw you guys signed their bus.
Oh yeah,
we signed the bus.
We're big fans of Richard Grin, but no, it's a work night, so we can't go, unfortunately.
Oh.
Larry is a big fan of the show. Larry writes every day.
Larry's great.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
No, but you should go. Everybody.
It's the all-time regret. Well, not the all-time. It's up there, though.
Go ahead. Oh. Go tell the story. Go ahead.
I was on maneuvers with the Fightin' 53rd. I was in a gas station. We were leaving.
Where? You have to give
in like Wausau.
Right, and there's the Rictus Grin.
And out in the parking lot was the Rictus Grin bus, and the guys were inside. And I hadn't ever met them, and they had never met me. And
turns out we're all big fans of each other.
I wanted to stop them and say howdy, but...
I really want to put together a Bob and Brian metal night with Rictus Grin, where we spend a night in a bar, you know, maybe it holds 200 people. It's Bob and Brian metal night. When we have Larry and Rictus Grin headline it, you know, and who are they opening for tonight? Obituary?
Obituary, yes.
Yeah. Right. See, no, there'd just be a fun night out with Bob and Brian. Metal night.
Grin would love that.
I know.
And we would love that. Crap to you.
One question line.
Now that we've seen their entire body of your work, who would win in a fight? Smoke Monster or Jack Bauer?
Ooh.
Smoke Monster.
I saw the Smoke Monster take out one guy, and it was like a freight train going through.
Yeah, but he didn't even kill him.
No?
Yeah, but Jack Bauer was...
Bauer hasn't been up against any immortals, nor has he been told he has... He has supernatural powers.
Jack Bauer's weak compared to this. It's a monster.
Smoke Monster.
When he changes his name to Jack Monster, like the Smoke Monster, then maybe we can talk. But until then, no, crap to you.
One question line.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Hey, how long would you recommend waiting before digging a new outhouse hole in the same general location as a previous outhouse?
100 years at least.
Oh, 100? Man, you got a
long time.
That's what my point is.
Yeah, you can't do it the next day.
Well, no, 10 years, 20 years?
Well, how small is this?
How big is this hole? How deep did you go?
I don't even want to think about it.
Down?
No. Yeah.
I'd give that a good 10 years.
Sorry about that. You should call some sort of
I have a disgusting
company.
Story from my father's days in the service, but you don't want to hear it.
That story makes me sick because I just think of the stuff gushing out every time you talk about it. It's all the time we have for the one question line. Boy, we covered some good topics today,
wow,
didn't we?
That's quite a range.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us again next time.